Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, The Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker and Glenvin Zutphen with you. Time now for The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And while it's a little gloomy outside, this morning it's quite a bright day where some numbers are concerned.
Ticking up, we would say. Looking forward to hearing more from Ryan on that.
Yeah, let's bring you through the numbers. Headline, you've got 14.3% growth for Singapore's second quarter. So pretty much in line with expectations of around 14.2%, and that is good news. If you look at a couple of sectors, manufacturing, construction, services were all in the green, at least on a year-on-year basis. But take note, it's from a low base a year ago. So a record pace being set in this second quarter, and sequentially it's down by 2%, so something to take note as well. To get the bigger picture, we've got Barnabas Gunn. He is an economist at UOB Bank. Morning, Barnabas. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I would like to say that it's the gloomy weather, no doubt, but some people like me loves the wet weather, so it's not gloomy after all.
What? Are you doing this call from your bed right now?
No. I wish, man, right? I wish.
Okay, so let's get into the headline number. You've got 14.3%. You were a bit more pessimistic. You're going for 12.4%. What's going on?
Well, we were looking at a full-year growth of 5.5%. This is also in regards and counting the circuit breaker. The Phase 2 and Phase 3 heightened alert measures that we have seen just recently. Given the fact that it's so strong, 40.3% in the second quarter, it does seem and suggest, you know, that the heightened alert measures that we have seen recently had a little dent to the outlook. So that's a very encouraging print.
Looking at the breakdown, right, let me run you through some of the numbers. What jumps out, of course, is construction. 98.8%, reversing from the prior quarter's 23.1% contraction. Manufacturing up 18.5 versus last quarter's 11.3. And you've got also services, 9.8 versus the negative 0.5 in the prior quarter. Is this a sign of better things to come, or should we be looking more at the sequential numbers, which are actually negative?
Well, if we look at the numbers, on the year-on-year growth, it's very stellar. You know, as what you mentioned just now, construction is at almost at 100% growth. But as what we do know, the low base effect has something to play. It's a key driver to the very strong year-on-year growth. We do note that we actually entered a circuit breaker in the second quarter last year, and this basically explained why the growth and most of the contraction in the second quarter was so bad. But I think the point really is that if we look at the Sing dollar level, it still remains below, for both construction and services, no doubt, it still remains below pre-COVID levels. This basically means that there is still room to grow, especially when Singapore moves on from the COVID-19 pandemic. And I am fairly optimistic given the fact, you know, that Singapore has seen one of the highest vaccination rates, you know, across Asia. So that means that maybe more good things will come into the rest of the year.
Yeah, Barnabas, of course, Singapore is quite export and trade orientated. And there's been a lot of worries about how the global recovery might be slowing down. We've seen somewhat with commodity prices tapering off, the COVID-19 cases in some places also a bit of a concern. Where are we in terms of reaching pre-pandemic levels? The MTI says we are 0.9% away. Are we on track when you look at the full year outlook?
Well, if we look at the numbers, we're definitely on track. If we are going to return back to pre-COVID-19, it will most likely be next year. But I think if we look at the numbers in the second quarter of this year, and MPI has given advanced estimates for specific services producing industries, what we do see is that the accommodation and food services, real estate administration, basically these are the sectors that have been very reliant on, say, tourism and stuff like that, has only grown by 13.4% in the second quarter. It's a double-digit print, no doubt, but this is against second quarter's last year's contraction of over 20%. So it grew by 13%, but it contracted by 20%. So this basically means that we are still not there yet, you know. This is also reflective of the transport and storage, as well as wholesale and retail trade. It's still lower than what we have seen last year. We grew at 9.3% in the second quarter of this year, but it contracted 14.7%. We are still not there yet, actually, but let's hope for brighter days into the next year.
Yeah, Barnabas, I'm wondering whether they can touch a bit on the jobs market as well. And also with the view of where the MTI forecast is right now, it's 4 to 6%. Are we looking at a possible revision upwards based on the latest number?
Oh, definitely. So just prior to the second quarter of this print, what we have seen really is that we are looking for a full year growth of 5.5%. You know, but given that it has been quite above our expectations, we may be revising this higher. As for the job market, I think what we have seen is that the unemployment rate has been falling, you know, since the peak in the second quarter, and we are still looking for a relatively tighter labour market from now to the end of the year. We are actually looking at 2.6% for unemployment rate. That's still slightly above COVID-19 levels, but that will only mean that there'll be more room to improve into 2022.
All right, we've been chatting with Barnabas Gunn. He's an economist at UOB Bank. Barnabas, thank you so much for your time, helping us to break down the second quarter numbers for Singapore's GDP.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.